Father, we come before you. We thank you, Lord, that we can come together to learn of you. That your word can wash us and lead us in the right paths and cause us to be acceptable to you. And so we ask you, Lord, this morning that the word change our heart and teach us and lead us to paths of righteousness. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I'm going to start a series in James. And we're going to this morning speak about the tongue, a reflection of the heart. And over the next few weeks we are going to be looking at some ethical aspects of Christian life revealed to us in the book of James. James was probably the first book of the New Testament to be written and is largely composed of general exhortations and admonitions. And because of this, it is often called the New Testament book of Proverbs. A major theme of the book of James is his appeal to the believer that it is necessary to put outward actions with inward faith, or else your faith will accomplish nothing. James 1 verse 22 says, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." In other words, the book of James says that if you're really a Christian, show me the change. If you're really a Christian, let's see it in your fruit, in your conduct, in your manner, in what type of person you are. Everyone can be like the world. But if you say that you're a Christian, you should be different. Otherwise, the Lord has not really touched your heart. And so the word must cause change in us. It must produce the fruit of the Spirit. It must lead us onto paths of righteousness. That has to be a result of true Christianity in your heart. We must be different, or the word has failed in our lives, and our faith is of no effect in us. A new conscience means a desire to live a holy life, to be free from this world. But only God can change us by our faith in Him. Yet the Lord requires us, on our part, He requires us to actively change. And the one area that is major in our lives is discussed in James chapter 3, which we will look at today. The influence of the heart on the tongue. Notice I said the influence of the heart on the tongue, because the two are connected together. How we speak reveals something about us. But first, let us go to Proverbs chapter 18.